Doing good. I think the question I wanted to, talk to you about is, you're talking about infrastructure plan. One of the things I've noticed is that a lot of people are saying it, that maybe isn't as controversial. America's infrastructure is, kind of tired, or unsafe bridges, congested roads, et cetera. I mean, most people probably agree we have to do something, right?
Right. Absolutely. Look, I think we're at a critical point in our country as we're getting out of a pandemic, as we're looking for long-term economic growth. Our infrastructure, which was once the envy of the world, is now ranked 13th, even though we have by far the largest economy. And we believe now is the time to make long-term investments, to bring our infrastructure that was built 50 to 100 years ago up to the 21st century. And I think a place like Dayton is key to being a beneficiary of modern infrastructure. Look, we built an infrastructure in the 50s and 40s based on a brick and mortar economy. We're now in an e-commerce environment. We're in a global economy. And so we need to make a broad investment such as Dwight Eisenhower did when we built the interstate highway system, Teddy Roosevelt did when we built our inland waterways. And so we are excited about the opportunity that the president has laid out to address this, that bipartisan groups of members say they want to finally do something on infrastructure. And we think this is a key moment that we cannot let go to waste. And so our coalition of business and labor have come together to say, Congress, it's time to stop talking the talk and start coming to some bipartisan solutions to not just fill the potholes, but to actually build a 21st century infrastructure that provides good jobs, that can provide an infrastructure that allows a better quality of life for all of our citizens, and again, allows us to compete in the global marketplace. So we are excited about the opportunity that, President Biden laid out some of his thoughts. It's a good start of a discussion, and we are going to continue to work with bipartisan members of Congress to come up with some solutions this year.
Another thing I'm sure you can expand on as well is, what it can mean, obviously, to the economy, because we hear about that and jobs. But obviously, when you get into infrastructure, I mean, you need concrete, you need, studies, the architecture, the design, et cetera. You have people that have to do these jobs and come to town, they'll buy gas. And, we could probably go on and on and on about what it would do for the economy. And that's probably in the face of people that would say, $2 trillion, and that's a lot of money. And you can explain that when you get the economy going, right, that's something that is long-term.
Absolutely, Kevin. And I think, look, a lot of people focus on the dollar figure, but again, to modernize our infrastructure, it provides assets that every American can benefit for 50 to 100 years. And as you talked about the job creation, when President Biden released his Americans Jobs Plan, he said that plan, if enacted, would create 19 million jobs over the next 10 years. So these are good paying jobs. These are American jobs. Again, many of them are in organized labor. And so this is Americans fixing an infrastructure that was once the envy of the world. And again, I look at Dayton with the highway system that you have with 70, 75, and some of the overpasses. You have, obviously, your aviation. You guys are home to aviation. Dayton could uniquely benefit from a federal investment in infrastructure. And then we believe that the federal government steps up, Ohio's going to step up, the local community is going to step up, and there could be some private investment too, that can provide, multimodal transportation options so that folks want to come live and be successful in Dayton in a global economy and have an improved quality of life. So this is a opportunity that we need folks to step up. We're encouraging folks to contact their members of Congress and say, look, it's now time to come to some solutions. Let's stop talking about it. Let's get to some solutions that can benefit every American.
All right. I'm sure you're hoping again for, obviously for discussion, not so much where kind of one side will say, just no, we're not going to do this. At least, offer something counter to it, right? I mean, if you have congressmen or candidates who might say, well, I can't justify $2 trillion, I'm sure you'd say, well, let's move the discussion along as opposed to just, not doing anything.
Absolutely. I think our view is inaction is not an option. That being said, you know, look, the Biden proposal, there's parts of it that some of us are concerned about. We've built a lot of our roads and bridges and transit through a user fee. And so we continue to, and that's through a gasoline tax. The proposal that the president put out last week would not increase the user fee, but instead would increase taxes on corporate America. In our view, that is not a good way to secure long-term economic growth. We believe that the user fee has built a lot of our infrastructure and we can continue to modernize it. And so we're going to continue to work with Congress to adjust some of the ways to make these investments. And again, we can encourage some private investment to supplement current public funding sources. Whatever dollars that we can bring in private sector will free up limited federal dollars to make those investments, not just in Dayton, but around the country. So, you know, at the beginning of a conversation, it's a conversation we need to have, but it's a conversation we got to get to a solution. We can't just accept, oh, it's too hard, we can't get it done. That's not what made America great. And our coalition of business and labor have come together to say, enough's enough. Let's get to some solutions here. It may not make everyone happy, but again, a blueprint for long-term economic growth is something that can bring all of us as Americans together on.
And I appreciate that very much. And, you know, obviously we'll be happy to use that, you know, write some news from that. And yeah, I'm sure we'll talk again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.